The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're listening to Singapore's most influential radio station, and you're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. Time to get you the bigger picture, and this on a day when we've got the advanced estimates of Singapore first quarter GDP.
Yeah, quite a heavy day. We've got the flash estimates, you know, pretty much setting a tone for the rest of the year. So you now have it at a drop of 2.2%, worse than what the market was looking out for, a drop of 1.5%. And also making the headlines is the downgrade of the full-year growth forecast to a range of -4% to -1%. And that confirms the economy will be on track for a first full-year recession in about two decades. To get a bigger picture, I've got Jeff Ng. He is the Senior Treasury Strategist at HL Bank. Morning, Jeff. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. I think looking at all the figures and being shocked by it.
Yeah, quite a tough start. You were expecting a drop of -1.1%. What stood out for you that really dragged down the data?
Yes, so what you said, you know, the estimates for the Singapore GDP is twice as bad as what I was initially thinking. I think what stood out is that the services sector is now registering a 3.1% year-on-year contraction. And given that the economy over the past decade, since the last financial crisis, it has really grown in terms of services. I think that's a big concern for overall economy as well as for the rest of the world too.
Yeah, and those services numbers, we saw it down 3.1%. For context, the previous quarter was up by 1.5%. The previous prior quarter was 0.8% in the green. So this is the first sign that services is under pressure. I think there is a bit of trickle-down effect with the manufacturing numbers getting even, bleaker. Is that what's happening, Jeff?
Yes, that's right. I think if you look at all the numbers, they are all negative. And if you examine, for instance, manufacturing, it was only slightly down compared to before. And if you only look at, for instance, these are only the initial estimates. It's not the full picture yet. We still don't have the March numbers that's coming in. So it may mean that once the full picture comes along for the full first quarter, it may mean that the numbers are even worse than what the initial estimates show.
Okay, so the full-year forecast from MTI is signaling for a range of -4% to -1%. And I think a lot of market watchers are expecting a technical recession as well when you get two quarters of back-to-back contractions. Jeff, how big impact will this be, a recession, in terms of jobs growth and wages and then maybe cost of living? What can we expect when we get these bad numbers?
Yes, if you look at, for instance, the anecdotes coming up from a lot of the companies and the overall sound bites from businesses, with very muted growth and with domestic demand now in a state of a bit of a lockdown because of a lot of closures, I think we'll expect to see further, kind of a negative kind of numbers. And I think that will still mean that, for instance, prices will not increase because businesses can't increase prices for anything. So I think for the whole year, I think we should expect to see poor growth as well as a muted inflation.
Okay, Jeff Ng, Senior Treasury Strategist at HL Bank, helping us to break down the latest GDP data. First quarter down by 2.2%. Jeff, looking ahead, you now also have the Malaysia Movement Control Order being extended to the middle of April. How big of an impact is this going to be on Singapore's economy?
Well, I think it's very hard to estimate the impact at the moment given how intricate supply chains will be. But I think given that the lockdown will extend to April, it will continue to mean that Q2 numbers continue to suffer along with the Q1. And I think that could still continue to show the continued the contraction in economic activity in the quarter to come.
Yeah, Jeff, and also Singapore is among the first in the region to pretty much release these Q1 numbers. So a bit of a bellwether for the rest of the region. What are you expecting for the rest of Asia?
Yeah, I think the rest of Asia, wise, we could still see some positive growth, but I think very much depressed from before. For instance, I'm only expecting China growth at around 3%, which is half of that of 6% registered last year. And I think for the rest of the emerging Asia as well, very, very muted growth depending on how open their economy is and how reliant their economy is to services.
Hey, Jeff, of course, coming up as well, we are looking out for Monday when we will get the monetary policy decision from MAS. What's interesting is typically it's held in April, and this time it's been brought forward to March 30th. And I'm just wondering, is this a sign that they are showing a bit more urgency in trying to address what's happening with the currency? Because right now, at least I'm looking at the dollar cross with the Sing dollar, it's now at 1.45. So the dollar really getting quite a bit of strength in the past month, up 3.5%. What do you expect the MAS to do? How much will it get weaker in the year ahead?
Yes, I think currently we expect the MAS to move to a no appreciation policy compared to all the currency pairs and not just the US dollar. And I think that does mean that there's some monetary support for the economy. But I still expect, for instance, the Monetary Authority of Singapore to rely a bit more on fiscal policies, for instance, so coming in from the Singapore government to help to support the economy and I think supporting in terms of having a less currency appreciation. I think that's going to help a bit of the stability going forward.
Okay, you mentioned the stimulus measures from the fiscal side, Jeff. So we do have the announcement later to watch out for from Deputy Prime Minister Heng Swee Keat. He'll be announcing a second stimulus measure. We had the first round, the stabilization and support package of $4 billion. What are you looking out for this time? What are the priority gaps of you?
Well, I think there'll be huge kind of range in terms of the estimates. I think you could look at, for instance, what has been implemented a decade ago during the global financial crisis. That was about $20 billion, but the economy has also grown since then. So it could be even bigger. But we have also already announced, I think, last month about $4 to $6 billion kind of a support package. So yeah, I think Singapore will continue to announce this kind of additional stimulus package, especially if things get worse. I think we would not discount the fact that there could be more measures to come. And so I think the total amount will depend on how the situation turns out in the coming weeks and coming months.
Okay, of course, back then in SARS, we had that $20.9 billion. So we'll be watching out to see if the latest package will surpass that. We've been chatting with Jeff Ng. He is the Senior Treasury Strategist at HL Bank. Jeff, thank you so much for helping us break down numbers today. Of course, Singapore's first quarter GDP down 2.2%, and MTI downgrading is full year forecast to a range of -4 to 1%.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.